This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda holds a meeting with Election Commission officials. Home Minister Ravi Lamisani instructs to make the service delivery smooth. And International Monetary Fund head warns a third of the world in recession this year. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda has held talks with office bearers of the Election Commission for organizing elections for President, Vice President and vacant position of a member of the National Assembly. Prime Minister's press coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma said the meeting was held today at the office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers. On the occasion, he directed Election Commission's office bearers to start the necessary process for the polls as per the constitution and legal provisions. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal thanked the Election Commission for successfully organizing the local elections and the polls to the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly. Other presents in the meeting were Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel and Home Minister Ravi Lamisani, among others. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia and Election Commissioners apprised the Prime Minister of the Election Commission works and activities and the election process. Home Minister Ravi Lamisani instructed to make the service delivery smooth so that there are no complaints from the citizens. Addressing the virtual meeting of the Chief District Officers and District-Based Security Agencies Chiefs today, Home Minister Lamisani directed to provide services so that there are no complaints from the people and to protect the citizens from calamities such as cold waves. According to his secretariat, Home Minister Lamisani has also informed that the ministry will take initiatives in the necessary coordination and management in preparation for disaster management to prevent any citizen from losing their lives due to the increasing cold. The Home Ministry has also requested to always give high priority to the complaints and problems of the citizens to provide services and expand easy access to services. Kathmandu Pateka Khane Pani Limited Project Implementation Directorate is constructing a 796-kilometer distribution network in the second phase to distribute Melamchi water in the capital city. Directorate spokesperson Chandra Kumar Shrestha informed that out of 796-kilometer distribution network under construction in Balwatar, Swayambhu, Mandikhatar and Kapan areas, 427 km has been completed. He said that the rest of the work will be completed by the end of the current fiscal year, by the end of June. Hari Bahadur Chuman has been unanimously elected the Gandaki Province Parliamentary Party leader of the CPN Maoist Center. A meeting of the Parliamentary Party of the CPN Maoist Center on Sunday evening decided to elect Chuman as the Parliamentary Party leader of the province, said Party Gandaki Province Chairperson Gayatri Gurung. Senior most member Krishna Dital chaired the meeting that elected Chuman the Parliamentary Party leader unopposed, Gurung further said. It may be noted that the Maoist Center had won 8 seats, including 5 under the direct election system and 3 under the proportional representation system in Gandaki province. Earlier, Chuman had served as the Minister for Internal Affairs and Law of the Gandaki province. Farmers of Chitwan have demanded a rise in the milk price. Organizing a press meet in Bharatpur, they called for increasing the unit price in proportion to the rise in the investment. Farmers have demanded an increase of rupees 14 per liter. Central Chairperson of the National Commercial Livestock and Milk Producers Farmer Society, Ananda Nuri, said milk prices should be increased in a way that farmers get additional rupees 14 per liter. He also called for the government to arrange farmer identity cards and provide subsidies as per the need. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Air raid sirens sounded in Kiev on Sunday night as the latest wave of drone and missile strikes from Russia continued. An attack that began shortly before midnight targeted critical infrastructure, Kiev regional governor Oleksiy Kuleba said. The capital's mayor said one man in Kiev was injured by debris from a destroyed Russian drone. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian armed forces said 400 Russian soldiers had been killed in on New Year's Eve in Makiva in the Russian-occupied Donetsk region. It comes after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wished for a victory and a return to normal for Ukraine in 2023. In a New Year address on Russian TV, President Vladimir Putin said Russia would fight to protest its sovereignty and independence. A third of the global economy will be in recession this year, the head of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, has warned. Kristalina Georgieva said 2023 will be tougher than last year as the U.S., EU and China see their economic slows. It comes as the war in Ukraine, rising prices, high interest rates and the spread of COVID in China weighs on the global economy. In October, the IMF cut its global economic growth outlook for 2023. She said even in countries that are not in recession, it would feel like a recession for hundreds of millions of people. The IMF cut its outlook for a global economic growth in 2023 in October due to the war in Ukraine as well as higher interest rates as central banks around the world attempt to rein in rising prices. Lula da Silva has been sworn in as the new president of Brazil, the third time he has held the country's highest office. The veteran left-wing politician, known widely as Lula, also led the country between 2003 and 2010 and defeated Jair Bolsonaro in October's poll. In his first speech, Lula vowed to rebuild a country in terrible ruins. He decried the policies of his presidents who went to the U.S. on Friday to avoid the handover ceremony. A sea of Lula supporters gathered in front of Congress since early in the morning, decked out in the red color of his Workers' Party. They traveled to see their leader sworn in but also for a celebration. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1 and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in Province 1. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of the country. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda holds a meeting with Election Commission officials. Home Minister Ravi Lamithani instructs to make the service delivery smooth and International Monetary Fund head warns a third of the world in recession this year. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.